This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Elon Musk Podcast, where we delve into the latest developments in the world of tech, finance, and innovation. In this episode, we take a deep dive into the financial challenges facing Elon Musk and his social media acquisition of Twitter. Now, as one of the world's most influential business leaders, Elon Musk is facing immense pressure to turn Twitter into a profitable business. And despite Musk's ambitious plans for the platform, Twitter continues to struggle with a high-cost debt burden and a decline in revenue. So join us as we explore the future of Twitter under the leadership of Elon Musk. Now, Twitter's kind of facing an existential crisis right now. Elon Musk, the company's owner and CEO, under pressure to turn the social media platform into a cash flow positive business. And nearly 5 months after Musk's $44 billion takeover, Twitter is still burning through cash and the company's financials remain strained due to an advertiser pullback and high cost debt. Now, to stem the cash burn, Musk has taken aggressive steps to cut costs, including reducing Twitter's task force by about 75%. Now, speaking at a Morgan Stanley conference, Musk said Twitter has a shot at being cash flow positive in the second quarter. And analysts and academics agree that this would give him the time he needs to develop and build out new revenue streams. Now, Twitter has to keep up with quarterly interest payments on the $13 billion of debt that helped pay for Musk's purchase of the company. It had less than $600 million in net debt before the takeover, and the company has to pay $1.5 billion a year in interest costs, while its annual operating costs are now close to $1.5 billion. Now, Twitter has also been hit with lawsuits from landlords, consultants, and vendors who claim that Twitter hasn't paid its bills. And Twitter told investors that it recorded a decline of roughly 40% year-to-year in both revenue and adjusted earnings in December. Twitter's businesses were stagnating before Musk's takeover. It hasn't booked an annual profit since 2019, and it posted a loss for 8 years of the past decade. And to lift revenue, Musk is looking to relaunch a paid subscription service, Twitter Blue, on numerous levels, which will allow users to edit tweets, test new features before they are made available to other normal users, and other options available for the future. Now, Twitter Blue has as many as 450,000 subscribers, according to estimates from Travis Brown, a Berlin-based software developer who tracks social media platforms. And Musk's cost-cutting efforts have involved slashing headcount, which he said in December was down to roughly 2,000 from nearly 8,000 people before the acquisition. Twitter laid off another round of workers last month, and they may continue on this trend for the foreseeable future. Now, there is some path to survival for Twitter as well. It's on a path to break even in about 9 months, said Daniel Ives, a managing director at financial services firm Wedbush Securities, Inc. The social media company likely will have to demonstrate it has a stabilized business model before it receives another infusion of capital. And a renegotiation of the terms of the interest payments might offer Twitter and Musk some respite for this. The bank syndicate that put together the loan backing Musk's acquisition has been struggling to sell that debt to third-party investors. And his team also held talks with investors about selling up to $3 billion in new Twitter shares to repay some of that debt. Now, Elon, if not the world's richest person, he's the second richest person in the world, could continue making interest payments on Twitter's debt by injecting more of his personal wealth or finding other equity investors. And another option would be to sell more Tesla Inc. stocks, which would likely shrink the electric vehicle's market share. And Musk, who is also the CEO of Tesla, sold shares in the car maker in November yielding almost $4 billion, and said the sale was partly due to Twitter. He said in December he wouldn't sell more Tesla shares for at least 18 months, and that seemed to stabilize the Tesla shares at that point.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, Musk could strike a deal with lenders to pay a payment extension, restructure the debt, obtain a covenant waiver, or make other changes to loan terms. And the chief executive could also eventually buy some of the debt and potentially take full ownership of Twitter, such as purchase could take the debt off of the company's balance sheet and put it all in the hands of Elon Musk. Now, I want to ask you for a favor real quick. Could you please hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're on right now? It would really help out the show and could get you back here so you can listen to more Elon Musk news. If you like Tesla, if you like SpaceX, if you like The Boring Company or Twitter, just hit the subscribe button. We do these shows almost every day. I don't think we missed a day for the last 244 days or something like that. So please hit the subscribe button. You'll get the latest news on your podcast app. Now, Musk's team held talks with investors about selling up to $3 billion in new Twitter shares to repay some of the debt. An equity raise, if successful, could be used to pay down an unsecured portion of the debt that carries the highest interest rate within the $13 billion Twitter loan package. However, the company's small group of debt holders might team up and use their bargaining power to restructure the debt only if Musk injects more equity or buys some of that debt. Now, if Musk is unable to secure additional debt or equity, bankruptcy could be in the cards, potentially through a technical default or failing to pay interest costs. Through analysts and academics, they said that that move doesn't appear to be imminent. And Musk is talking on Twitter a lot. And in February, he said the previous 3 months were extremely tough as he rushed to, quote, save Twitter from bankruptcy. Companies that go through bankruptcy often change top management. And filing for bankruptcy protection would likely wipe out Musk's personal investment, but it would also allow him to negotiate with creditors in a single forum and raise new debt from senior lenders, according to Josh White, an assistant professor of finance at Vanderbilt University and a former Securities and Exchange Commission economist. Now, bankruptcy protection would allow interest to stop accruing on any unsecured claims, such as accounts payable or loans not secured by Elon's Tesla stock, in contrast with a private deal with lenders. And Twitter is not the only social media platform struggling right now. There's a slowdown in the online market altogether. Many digital ad platforms face similar issues amid concerns over a potential economic downturn. However, Twitter's situation is unique in that the company has a huge debt burden, has been unprofitable for years. And for Twitter to thrive, it needs to attract new users, create compelling content, and monetize its platform more efficiently. This is a difficult task given the intense competition in the social media space in the current economic environment. However, with Musk's resources and vision, it's not really that impossible if you think about it. Twitter has a very loyal user base that values the platform's ability to connect people and share information. It's also been an important platform for political disclosure and activism. If Musk can leverage these strengths while developing new revenue streams, Twitter could become a thriving business again. And one potential area for growth is e-commerce. Twitter could become a platform for buying and selling products, similar to Instagram and Facebook. And this would require significant investment in infrastructure and partnerships with retailers. But it could be a lucrative market. Another area for growth is in premium content. Twitter could partner with media companies to create exclusive content that users would be willing to pay for. This could include live events such as concerts and sporting events, as well as original programming. And Twitter could also leverage its data to provide targeted advertising and insights to businesses. This would require a significant investment in data analytics and machine learning, but it could be a lucrative market for the future. Now, Elon Musk faces significant challenges in turning Twitter into a profitable business. However, with his resources, the people around him, and his vision, it doesn't look like it's going to be impossible. He needs to focus on cutting costs, developing new revenue streams, and attracting new users. He also needs to be strategic in managing Twitter's debt and negotiating with creditors. And if he could do all those things, Twitter could become a thriving business and a valuable asset in Musk's portfolio of companies. Thank you for listening to the Elon Musk podcast. I appreciate you here. If you could check out our sponsor, starshipshirts.com, they're our partner here, and you can get Elon Musk, SpaceX, NASA-inspired gear for really great prices and they're really great quality. I'm wearing a Raptor engine t-shirt right now, and it's really cool. It's really nice, and the cut is very comfortable, and the stitching is very nice, very sturdy, but also very soft, and the fit's really cool. I like it. So check it out, starshipshirts.com. Go check them out. And also, that's about it for today. Thanks for listening, and thanks for subscribing to the show.
Thank you for tuning in to the Elon Musk podcast, brought to you by Stage Zero Productions and hosted by me, Will Walden. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And for exclusive, ad-free content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/StageZero. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.